Good. Hello, hello. All right, we should be good to go. All right, my name is Nate Sikora with Chandler Moat and Bill the Barber and Grady the Shoe Shiner. Is that your former passing at Grady the Shoe Shiner? We're here at 110 North Main Street here in Dayton, Ohio. Today is April 23rd, 2019. We're here just to talk about some final questions. We've interviewed these two gentlemen a few times in the past. And my first question to you, Bill, has to do with talking about kind of, you mentioned kind of how the arcade was an area of foot traffic. You know, people kind of walked in and out. It was kind of a busy center. And so my question was that, you talk about how the people that went into the arcade usually had jobs downtown, right, and they kind of came in there for lunch or for maybe groceries at the end of the day maybe.
Yeah.
So would you consider, and kind of during that period of time, you can maybe explain maybe when that petered off, that the jobs that were downtown, the people that employ people downtown, were vital to the arcade's kind of success in business?
Yeah, they all helped each other. Yeah, they would buy groceries, take them home. There was a store in there. There was a jewelry store. I mean, it was pretty self-contained complex, about 8 or 9 buildings all combined, and each one of them had a little something to offer. And it was nice. It was a nice. It was a nice thing for Dayton.
And would you consider at that time, say, so, for both of you, what was like your greatest experience or time, kind of immersed in the arcade? Was it in the 60s, 70s, 50s?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
Was probably the prime time for myself.
Okay. And for you, Grady?
Middle 60s and early 70s.
Okay, and so, Bill, did you experience when you were there in the 50s and early 60s, kind of the arcade market under the dome? Did you ever kind of go through the dome?
Oh, yeah.
And could you kind of explain kind of how that looked? And because to me, the way I look at it, I mean, it looked like a really complex maze of like different stores and kind of how they were kind of just put up together very kind of short, you know, short and sweet, and that's kind of just how it was. Can you kind of explain how that kind of experience was?
Yeah, it was kind of open, but you know they sold chickens over there on the right and poultry, and then you had the Friedman's Fish Market, and then Culp's, and there was 2 Culp's in the arcade, and it was just a hub of activity is what it was, and you had the American Way. You'd get a hot dog, stand up, eat a hot dog, drink a Coke, and actually for a young person at the time, it was a place to meet girls. You know, you come downtown to try to find a girlfriend.
And so my question, and that's a great follow-up, is some of the research that I'm discovering as I kind of get some hair off of the booklet here, is the way kind of the arcade marketed towards women specifically is kind of what I researched. And the stores that they offered, a lot of jewelry stores, mm-hmm. florists, clothing stores, hat stores. I mean, that's kind of what I've seen in terms of research. Can you corroborate that or kind of confirm that? What do you think that kind of was like the main draw for many of the stores, besides kind of the classic kind of food aspects?
It was just kind of like fast food. You know, it was just something.